Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Klaus Patz from Geisenheim. How are you, Klaus?
I'm fine, thank you.
In countries like New Zealand and Australia, recently, and America, there was a requirement to put the sulfur dioxide as an additive to wines. So now you're starting to see, you know, contains sulfur dioxide in the wine. But you, when we were talking earlier, you sort of said that actually you'd like to see more labeling of wines in terms of additives. Is it the additives you're interested in, or is it more what makes up wine, the underlying molecules in the wine?
No, I'm a consumer, yes, and therefore I'm interested in what is in my food, yes, and food is, of course, wine might be a food, yes, not my main food, but I'm interested in having some ingredients list. Why not? In every food, we have a labeling system. Yeah? So you have an ingredients list,
yep.
But not on wines and not on spirits. Why?
Yeah.
Why? This is a big question, yes? Of course, the industry don't like it.
No.
The sulfur declaration is, at the moment, labeled on all wine in the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is, of course, because some people don't, sulfur intolerance, yes, that's the reason for. But why we don't have a labeling? If you think about barrel-aged wine, yes? So, of course, now we have also oaked wine.
Yes, yep.
This means it is aromatic wine. Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
So if I have a clean labeling, I can decide, okay, I like to have a barreled wine, which costs perhaps $2 more, or I buy a cheap wine, which is oaked, but there is a declaration on this.
Okay, so it's oak chips versus barrel. You'd like to see that sort of thing.
Yes, well, why not give the consumer the information what is in the wine?
Mm.
You have it on all other foodstuff.
Yeah, yeah. Although if you put a wine into an oak barrel and it picks up flavor from the oak barrel, I imagine that the amount of extract, the actual amount of stuff that gets into the wine is very, very small. It has a big flavor change, but it's quite small. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. But if I have a beverage, yeah, like Coca-Cola or something, I have also a very small amount of volatiles. This means aroma, and I have to declare it. And there are some beverages with natural and some with artificial aroma, and I have to declare it, and then it is very clear for the consumer. And think about the wines which are added with water. Yes,
yep.
So this is a really nice thing. Yes, and
well, they do it a wee bit in the US if the alcohol levels are getting
quite USA,
high.
If the alcohol getting high, yes, then it's allowed to add water. Why not labeling this?
Mm.
Yes, because in my opinion, it is not really clear to the consumer that some wines are added with water, legally.
Yeah, legally, yeah. You think you should be able to add water to... You should be allowed to add water, but put it on the label.
So what is allowed, I'm not responsible for.
Yeah. Yeah?
But I'm a food chemist. I think what is in it, I have to declare it. What is not, what is added to a wine, then you have to declare it. Think about some other ingredients. There are a lot... the big ingredients list in during wine producing you can add to a wine. Yes,
mm-hmm.
So there are some preservatives also you can add, and nobody knows it. Why not labeling it? I think the argument that the consumer don't buy the wine then is for me is totally wrong. Yes, I know what is in it, but and I enjoy my wine.
Okay, what are the common additives to wine that you're aware of? What are the common things that people add to wine?
So it depends from where the wine comes from, yes?
Yeah, obviously.
So if you think we have, in first step, in colder regions, it's allowed to add sugar,
yep,
to the must to enhance the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
In warmer region, it's allowed to add some acidity.
Yep.
And I think there's no problem, yes, to read it on the label.
Yep. Yep. And then you've got the barrel flavors, water.
Yeah, yes, barrel flavors. And also some polysaccharides are added to prevent the tartaric precipitation. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's a polysaccharide?
That's some It's sometimes natural. For instance, so there's an artificial polysaccharide, CMC called, yes. I don't translate it in chemical. And this prevents the wine to building some hazes from tartaric acid.
Yep. What about finings? There's a lot of different finings in wine. Would you say that the finings should be on the label as well? Because people say it's a bit like a filter. It doesn't actually stay in the wine. It's just passed through the wine effectively.
Yeah. I think it's the same in the food industry. If you do something and you remove it, like this fining agent, yes, then it is not in it. And there's no declaration needed. But if I add a preservative in wine, then it is in the wine and I have to label it perhaps. Yes.
What about for vegetarians? Some vegetarians say, you know, if I'm adding isinglass or fish eggs to a wine or egg whites to a wine and they're fining, so they're not in the final wine, but vegetarians may not be particularly happy about that.
Yeah. This is a totally other theme because these are proteins and we have meanwhile a law so you are forced to make a declaration because of this allergic potential of these agents.
Yeah.
And at the wine at the moment it is stand out, but it might come back and because of this reason the producers look for alternative fining agents, which are not coming from egg or some fishes or what else, yeah.
And why do you think the industry has got away with not putting the ingredients on the list? What are you aware of why that they've managed to avoid this so far?
Oh, I don't know. I think this is a traditional thing, yes, and don't touch the traditional. It's, but I think a well-informed consumer is, for me, the best consumer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, no, that sounds fair enough. Well, thank you very much for your time, Klaus. I've appreciated the tour that you gave me, looking at all the different bits of equipment and coming to have a look at you in Geisenheim.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much.